Saying people. Well, once again, may the Lord help us as we meditate in the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians in the fourth chapter, and tonight we'll read from verse 21 to 24. The fourth chapter to the Galatians and verses 21 to 24. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise, which things are an allegory. For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. Well, Paul is here really coming to a conclusion to confirm that those who endeavour to keep the law and to earn salvation by the works of the law are indeed in bondage. But those who are blessed with the grace of God are free, and they are those who are spoken of here as the free woman, but not those who are under bondage. Now, this refers, of course, here to Agar. Agar, of course, is Hagar. It's the same word. This one is the Hebrew, one is the Greek. And Abraham and Sarah, well, or we might say through Hagar, could produce a child. And they did produce a child. And the child was Ishmael. But this was not the child of promise. And Ishmael was born, and we might say, well, that was planned by Sarah and Hagar and Isaac, so that this child was born. And that is therefore what we might term, in accordance with these words which we've read together, which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Agar. And this is the one which we're speaking of here principally, which is Hagar, which Ishmael was born, and a child of bondage. And there are, of course, the two covenants, as we read here. The one is the covenant of works, and the other is the covenant of promise. And really, if we go through the Word of God, there are a number of covenants that we can think of, and a number of covenants which, although not spelled out as a covenant, in actual fact are covenants. But the reality is there are only really two covenants, one of works and one of promise. But they are operated then by two very different principles. The one is the flesh, and the other is the Spirit. The covenant of promises is the covenant of grace. And what a wonderful blessing that is. And it can really be illustrated by what the Lord Jesus spoke in when he preached on that occasion, when Nicodemus came to him. And in that third chapter and the sixth verse, we read, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. You see, Ishmael was born of the flesh. It was instigated really by Abraham and Sarah to produce this son, Ishmael. But what a blessing if we realize we have a great God who is in heaven, who brings about, as he did, the son of promise, Isaac. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Isaac was miraculously born. So must we, spiritually. If you imagine, you see, Sarah was past age, of course, for childbearing. Hagar was not, hence the reason why Hagar produced that child between her and Abraham. And of course, in those days, it was permitted that, as it were, a servant or a slave could actually become someone who would produce a child, which, of course, she did. So we see there then that Sarah did not produce the child, but Hagar produced the child. And this, you see, was the covenant of works. It wasn't of the Spirit. And they had, both of them, Abraham and Hagar, were together to produce this child. But the child of promise, that was a miracle. It was that which the Lord had spoken to Abraham. And how wonderful it was then that that promise came to pass in God's time. Sarah was able to conceive and was blessed with this child. And so she was then this child of the free woman. And what a wonderful blessing it was. And as the last verse tells us here, which things are an allegory, and that's almost, we can say that was perhaps like a parable with a result. For there are the two covenants. And what a blessing it is today if we today are not relying on the covenant of works, but if we are relying upon the covenant of grace. As the apostle commences by saying, "Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law?" Because if they had heard the law, and if they had kept the law, then they would have been righteous. But of course they were unable to keep the law. And therefore they were under bondage. Well, the epistle to the Romans helps us in this matter. In the 4th chapter and the 5th verse we read, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." See, God gives of his Spirit. He gives life. You and I cannot produce life. And that was really what Paul has been speaking of here as he's addressed the Galatians. They seem to want to go back to the old ceremonial way of trying to keep the law and justifying themselves. But Paul clearly speaks to them with reference to that and points out that they cannot, because that only gendereth bondage. There is no freedom in it. We read together those few verses in the 10th of Romans. And again, the apostle tells us here, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." It matters not, you see, how zealous they may have been. It wasn't in accordance with the will and purpose of God. "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Well, that's the word of God. How many people there are today trying to justify themselves, to make themselves righteous so they're accepted by God because of what they have done. But we are only accepted by God, not what we have done, but what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. We stand upon his merit. I know neither stand. What a blessing then tonight, if you and I have the evidence that we are born free, not under bondage. And that being born free is when the Holy Spirit comes and grants us that new birth, that spiritual life. And the apostle goes on in this 10th chapter of the Romans. He says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. Well, you see, we cannot keep the holy law of God. We cannot be justified by that ourselves. So what a wonderful thing it is tonight if we are able to look out of ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, seeking that we may be justified through what he has done in keeping the law on our behalf, that law which we could not keep. The law, Lord Jesus Christ, has kept it, and he's made it honourable. And may we therefore rejoice tonight in the freedom that there is in Christ, as the Lord Jesus Christ said himself, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." So remember these few verses. "Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. But he that who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise, which things are an allegory. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar." Oh, may God.